Wait, device properties or yes. manage something?
So, one sec. I'm sending a screenshot. Do you have, like, can I send a screenshot in here? Or actually, no. Look. I'm sharing my screen real quick
just
on my
tell
tablet.
Me what to do. You don't need to share screens, yes. Just tell me what to do. Don't screw okay. up your explanation.
Just tell me what to do.
One more time. Bottom
fucking
right.
Boomers.
I'm on. I'm on the sound setting. I'm on open sound setting.
Okay. Now on what? Input, you should see device properties. Click on that.
Okay.
And then your volume for your mic should be right there.
I left sound now.
Yo, that's too low.
Super low.
That's perfect.
How was this?
Too loud.
Too loud still.
A little quieter.
How about this?
A little louder.
A little bit louder than that, yeah.
Wait, is this good?
Fuck.
What? Turn it down one notch.
All right, talk. Let's see.
Wait, Anthony, right,
I'm
can
at
you
60
like
now? I said, the volume's at 60. I'm talking. This Perfect. Is my calm speaking voice.
I think
this is average.
That sounds
this
good to me. Good. I think.
Great. Great.
Yeah. I does
fucking
sound good,
shit
Doug?
Show. You motherfuckers, man. All right.
Hey, if it wasn't for Nikki and his long explanation, this would be
hey,
much worse.
Hey, go fuck yourself. You're the only reason you're quieter.
All right, Nick.
Who's Bob?
You.
That's why I'm thanking you. I'm thanking you, Nikki.
Oh, sounded very God. Sarcastic.
I wasn't being sarcastic.
Hey, will you guys shut the fuck up so we can start this fucking thing?
Can you guys hear me?
Hi, yes. Bob.
Yeah, hey, how's it going?
Hopefully this hangs out good, you know?
Yep.
All right. Hi, everybody. A little rocky start there at the beginning. These young kids don't know much about technology, so. Apparently, I don't even know if I'm sharing the wrong thing. Fuck. Fuck this.
Oh, yeah. Now I'm big. How's it going, everybody? Oh, man.
All right. Anyway. Yeah. So when I see Nick's tablet show up on the screen, I'll bring him up, Anthony. Other than that, don't worry about it.
It's up.
All right. So what we are doing is yet another round of Dear Flabby. We're doing it a little different this time. We first we got Kevin from the Voice of Kevin YouTube channel. He is going to be our, what do you call this? Flabby
narrator. Wait.
No.
Questionee.
No, we're the questionees. He's the questioner.
Questioner. There you go.
Questioner.
And, the great Bob Levy.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi. Normally it's, I was going to say normally it's not this fucked up, but it is. It's really no different
is,
than normal.
This is normal.
It's okay. I like it that way. It's better. Yeah. Okay.
All right. So do
All
we.
Right, Bob. So a little history. We've got people that send us questions and then we do our best to help them.
Okay.
That's it.
That's the whole thing.
I think many people will die tonight.
Yeah. if not tonight, whenever they hear it, I'm sure they'll listen to our advice intently, and it'll be bad.
That'll be good.
Yeah, they ask a lot of good questions too.
So, Bob, you got a couple shows coming up, right?
Yeah, I'm going to be in Mars Plains, I think it is, or something like that. There is a flyer. Me and Dave Landell ribs that Wednesday night at Tiff's Comedy Club. It's great. Now we're outside the fucking tent. Life is so fucking great. I feel like a circus performance now.
So I've got the thing up on the screen. I see it says hosted by Bob Levy. I thought it said featuring Barry Gibbs. I think that's a Beach Boy or something.
They're both almost dead. Well, you know, Barry's close to him, so whatever. So, but it's going to be, I'm going to host a show. The guy that owns it is a good friend of mine. I love going down there. And it's a great place, but now we're outside, and then the neighbors complain of the noise. So the cops will come at about 10 o'clock, so fuck them. I don't care.
Is it like in somebody's backyard?
No, it's at the club, but they had to do it on a patio now. We have to go outside in Jersey. And basically, you don't have a certain amount of people. It's really fucked up. I mean, this is not living. I mean, I might have to call in with a question later because I'm going to fucking kill myself.
I know you guys. I know that every single episode, you guys change up how you're going to handle super chats. What's happening today with that?
Okay, will you let me fucking get to it? What the fuck are you doing? You just read questions.
All right.
It's going to be great.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is put the super chat up on the screen, and then you're going to read it.
All right. All right. From Nacho Stan, $10. So my name is actually just Stan. I didn't mean anything mean by it. I also like nachos. That's all the thought that went into it. Glad it got you guys pissed, though.
So no context, no nothing. Just
you don't even remember it, do you?
Yes, I remember. That's why I said that. No context or anything. Just like nobody even knows what the hell he's talking about.
Well, we know.
We know. That's all that really matters.
And he gave us a $10 apology, so I'm going to accept his apology.
All right. That's all that matters, I guess.
If you Bob, guys, you're missing context, so ask them to donate again, but more this time.
Bob, you've done a lot of traveling and touring and whatnot. I don't know that you've ever... You've probably never been on a show with two people that are as big a whores as me and Anthony, but we will whore ourselves out for a buck.
No, I've been on many shows like that. I believe every show is like that. Don't worry about it.
Oh, we weren't worried about it.
Every show I've been on has been like that.
I just didn't want you interrupting me when I was whoring myself out. All right, Kevin, you want to get started?
Yes, I do. All right, so the next message. Dear Flabby, I had an eye exam today, and the doctor said I have astigmatism. Was that her politely calling me retarded? If so, how do I follow up? If she retaliates, is that a hate crime? Or do I have to be brown for that to be the case?
First answer, yes, you have to be brown for it to be a hate crime. Second of all, yes, no. She was calling you retarded. No?
You can be yellow and have a hate crime.
You sure about that?
If you beat up an American Indian, is that considered a hate crime or are they exempt? I've never heard of anybody committing a hate crime against an Indian.
They don't. That's because they don't allow white people on the reservations.
Oh, sorry. They go to the fucking casinos.
Yeah, who's going to commit a hate crime at a fucking casino?
All right, so what if you're at a restaurant,
mm-hmm,
and your waiter is black,
mm-hmm,
and he brings you steak and your steak is cold, so you beat him up because you hate cold steak? Does that count?
Yeah. Yes, it's a hate crime against the steak.
No, but if you're in front of the judge and he says, why did you vandalize his face? And you say, because I hate cold steak, well, they charge you with a hate crime. Is that the same thing?
I don't know the answer to that. I think that there's like a list of like these people can be hate crimed against.
Right? I think Bob's already bailed on us.
He's like, this is fucking stupid. I'm out.
All right.
Shit. That was funny.
Here, have fun with this one, Kevin.
From Jacob Wolf for $2. Kevin, I'm not gay, but you kind of hot. Thank you very much, Jacob Wolf. I appreciate it when I get compliments like that and such, you know?
And such.
All right. Next question.
All right, the next one.
Yes, Bob.
Oh, hello.
Yep.
Actually, Doug, the next one is the one I mentioned to you, the one that I think you guys could role play.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
Okay, whatever.
Awesome.
Doug looked down at Anthony. Anthony, while slowly licking Doug's hairy man thighs, returns the glare back at Doug. I love you so fucking much, baby, Doug whispers, but I'm going to eat you. Anthony's innocently bright eyes widened at this. Doug shifted his grip and patted his cock. Anthony leaned in close. What the fuck is that? He said. Doug put his hand down between his legs. It's a doggy door. Honey, are you sure you don't like these doors? Anthony shook his head. All my shit is inside, Doug said with a grin. Doug held up the doggy door and patted Anthony's shaft. Do it, and I'll put it back together right now. Anthony slipped his cock inside
Okay,
Doug.
Okay, next one.
What's the question here?
Actually, Doug, I think that's the whole thing. Doug interrupted me just as I was finishing. There was no question of that.
There was no question. All right. Yes.
All right. Let's just go right to the next one then.
Yes.
Dear Flabby, why do I find girls with short hair more attractive than girls with long hair? For some reason, seeing a girl with really short hair turns me on. I am not gay, but this problem bothers me immensely. I also haven't gotten laid yet, but I don't think that would change my strange fetish. People think I'm weird if I tell them that I like girls with short hair. And when I mean short, I'm talking about, like, average guy hair. But as I said, I'm not gay, so that shouldn't matter. I don't know why I like it. I just always have. I'm not a bad-looking guy. I'm about an average. 6 foot and slim.
Okay! Fuck!
They're really, really going into the details here.
Here's what you're going to start doing. You're going to start giving me a heads up on how long these fucking questions are. While you're reading one question, I want you to pre-read the next question and get to the point. Get to the question.
All right. Want me to just skip to the question on this one? Because the question part on this one basically says, maybe I just need to get laid. What do I do? What should I do?
You definitely need to get laid. I mean, that's the answer to every question always.
So is there a stigmatism or something that says that you're gay if you like girls with short hair?
Stigmatism. So, yes. I mean, yes. Why else would you like girls with short hair? Guys have short hair. That's a guy thing, not a girl thing. Girls have long hair. Homo.
So if you like girls with short hair, then you're gay?
I mean, like, if you like girls with short hair exclusively. I mean, if you're like, hey, that girl has short hair and she happens to be cute, that's different.
What if you only like girls with short hair and dicks?
Well, then that's a little different. I like them with short and curly hair on their nuts.
I prefer my girls to have shaved nuts because I'm not queer.
Oh, God. I don't know. There's nothing wrong with girls with short hair. Some girls can pull it off, some can't. I don't think it makes you gay, really. But you definitely need to get laid, though. I think you need to test it out. Have sex with a girl with short hair, and then have sex with a girl with long hair, and then have sex with a guy, and see which one you like better.
See, I agree, Anthony, but if he's having trouble getting laid at all, then how is he going to get that far with two different girls?
Did he say he was having trouble?
He said he never has. I guess he didn't specify, like...
Maybe he just never tried.
Oh, yeah. He says the one line that Doug had me skip was, but I find it difficult finding girls to talk to, even if they have long hair. Because that was a relevant detail.
Yeah.
Well, okay, then pull out the relevant details and read them, too.
I guess I got to read them, then.
So why don't we start a, if we're going to help people by answering their questions, why don't we start like a, like, let's hook people up together, too. Is there any chicks that want to fuck this guy with short hair? Come on.
How many female listeners do you guys even have?
Like four.
We gained one.
Four and a half?
I don't know how many of them have short hair, but...
I have a feeling they're about to get fucking used.
Oh, my God.
Next question. Go!
All right, this one's about as long as the last one, but looks a little more interesting. Oh, dear Not Too Shabby, I have a friend named Scotty, and he has a girlfriend named Fiona. So you see, Scotty doesn't know that Fiona and I do it in my van every Sunday. She tells him she's in church, but she doesn't go. Still, she's on her knees, and Scotty doesn't know. Fiona says she's out shopping, but she's under me, and I'm not stopping because Scotty doesn't know.
Is this a song that I'd never heard before?
Maybe. I can't believe he's so trusting while I'm right behind her, thrusting. Fiona's got him on the phone, and she's trying not to moan. It's a three-way call, and he knows nothing. The parking lot? Why not?
Hold on a second.
Oh. It's so cool when she's on top. His front lawn in the snow.
Life is so hard
because Scotty doesn't know. I did her
on his birthday.
That's Scotty it. That's doesn't the end know. Of message.
Oh, my God. I figured it was a song. I just, you know.
Next question.
Dear Flubber, do your wives listen to the show? If so, what do they think?
No, and they think that I'm stupid.
Yes, and they think that I'm stupid. my wife listens sometimes. It depends. If the kids are around, she won't. But if she's you know, if the kids are out playing or whatever, she will. And
so, Bob, are you laying in bed now? She definitely would think
I'm stupid. I'm laying in bed with the router up my ass and seeing if it's working.
This is going splendidly.
Yeah. This could be the best episode ever.
Yeah. All right. Feel free to jump in if you have any input.
Okay, I'm back now. Let's see if it stays.
All right.
Next question.
Dear Lard Lads, question first, the details later. What is the point in washing your dick after you jack off?
Okay, there isn't one.
There isn't. Nope. There's no point. Who does that?
I mean, it is just a dick, and it's meant to be dirty. Of course, I'm not running around fucking the ground where my dog laid a hot and fresh shit. I'm just talking about really cleaning your dick after you jizz. I understand wiping it, but come on, your dick goes together like Toe Jam and Earl. It is not like a foreign object is stuck there.
So it says that it's meant to be dirty. Who gets their dick dirty when they jack off?
Well, sometimes it drips down your hand, so when it comes back, you know? I mean, I don't shoot a far load anymore, so it hits my hand and then rolls down on my dick again.
Yeah, but that's not dirty. That's just, you just kind of
rub it. That's lubrication for next time.
Yeah, exactly.
I like the last line. Thanks for all that you do. I just had to ask this after my biggest splooge since this whole Rona shit got me not tearing conca.
I don't know what any of that means.
I don't either. That's like young kid speak.
Conca? I think that's what they call pussy in South America.
Yeah, he only has sex with black girls.
Awesome.
He sent that question in twice for some reason, looks like. The exact thing.
He really wanted to know.
Dear Ham and Shrimp, how can I easily defeat libtards? My coworkers all believe in this unrealistic worldview, and in all my attempts to show them the truth and facts, they simply won't listen. Thanks, Flim and Flab.
Anthony, you can take this one. I think this is right up your fucking alley.
I don't fucking know. How can you tell your coworkers the truth? You need to scream in their face really loud and tell them how stupid they are. That usually works.
You know what else you can do is just embrace them. Just go and try to find something that pisses you off so you can fucking get it canceled, because then it's fucking gone. You've solved everything.
Yes, you need to cancel them before they cancel you. This is all, that's all life is anymore. It's a big cancel off. Who can cancel the other
These
person
motherfuckers,
first?
Man. I didn't even want to talk about it in this episode, this shit that happened with our stupid fucking merch store. No. These cocksuckers turning us in. It's unbearable. Is that right?
It's unbearable.
It's untenable.
The rent is too damn high.
We didn't land on T-Public. T-Public landed on us.
Oh, fuck them.
Well, we rebounded nicely. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Now we have a new merch store.
Yeah.
A better merch store.
Yeah.
A more cost-effective merch store. A more streamlined merch store.
Bigger, better, stronger. More merchier. Is that the word?
More merchier. That's going to be the tagline. Anyway, it's who'srightpodcast.com/merch. That's fucking easy.
Yeah.
And Big Cutting Board has a cutting board on there for sale that they really, really trying to get rid of so they can buy some more wood.
You're giving away all the secrets. They're not really big. They're not really big cutting board if they're trying to sell one cutting board to buy more wood.
Well, it's because they're sustainable, like self-sustaining.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
They're good for the economy. They only cut down bad trees.
Keep losing Bob.
Yeah, I don't know that it's going to work. And I imagine he's not going to come back one of these times.
Oh, well, technically we can say we had Bob on the show.
Yeah.
All right.
That's too bad.
Next question.
What do you think of this ancient Chinese proverb? Other men raised a good woman for you to fuck, so make sure you raise a good woman for other men to fuck. You give back that which was given to you in time. It is the law of nature. When that law is broken, the world becomes broken.
Did they have the word fuck in ancient Chinese times? Crazy.
Oh, fuck.
Literal translation.
Oh, fuck off.
You are.
Oh, yeah.
So how do you feel about that proverb? I'm sure this is real.
You want to destroy a conca.
I probably would have felt better about this before I had a daughter myself. But
someone in the Discord is complaining about my pronunciation of Konka. Apparently, it's Concha.
Does that come from Kevin? The show?
Yeah.
What?
Did somebody send that in? Then I don't want to fucking hear it.
Oh God.
Next question.
Next question, please.
Hello, fellow vegans. Thank you for answering my previous question. You have guided me toward the right light. I do have a follow-up on your suggestion about my video game. This is very long, by the way. I am trying to complete a quest, but my avatar is not acquainted enough with another NPC. So to make it simple, I used some input codes, one of which increased my platonic relationship, and the other which increased the sexual relationship. Still, the quest that I wanted did not show, so I used another cheat code, the intimacy one, where you can fuck the character and hopefully make them orgasm. So I toggled the console and entered the code sexual act intimacy Catherine player 10050. Suddenly, my character got down on all fours and the girl fucked me doggy style. This was not my intention at all. Turns out I entered the desired code wrong. I should have put sexual act intimacy player Catherine 100.
He was just waiting for you to say stop. He's like, you gonna make me read all this, really?
All right, I am getting to the point where I don't I'm ready to just cancel Dear Flabbies.
There's no question at the bottom of this.
There's no question. So I think what's happening is people are just
trolling the shit out of us.
Yeah, maybe they're over it and it's yeah.
How about a compromise? Do you want me to briefly skim the next one and skip the ones that aren't questions or obviously copy things?
Sure.
All right. The next one looks like an actual question, though.
All right.
Dear Flabby, my new neighbor just moved in and is a Karen. She already started complaining to me and the neighbors about each other, especially about our dogs. They aren't doing anything wrong. Her dog is just scared of them. How do I shut her up or get revenge without getting kicked out or arrested? Thanks.
Punch her in the face.
Yeah. Yeah. That's my advice. Punch her in the face and make her dog drink that whatever you put in your radiator. Fucking antifreeze.
So don't kill the fucking dog, asshole.
I'm not. That guy is. If his dog is scared of your dog, drink some antifreeze. That's the answer.
Have you ever had a shitty neighbor?
No, not really. I mean, not anything terrible. Have you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, fuck, I've lived in 42 houses. The chance.
Do they ever complain about your dogs?
The places where I didn't have a shitty neighbor, I think I was the shitty neighbor. No, awesome. I've never had anybody complain about the dogs. We take better care of them than we do ourselves.
Hello, Flabby and Flabby. I think I am bi, but I'm not sure. Should I swallow my own cum to check? It would be nice to know so I can fag it without people complaining about it. Thank you for your time.
No. I'm going to say no. Yes? Why?
If you want to eat your cum. Who gives a shit? If you don't like it, then spit it out. What's so fucking hard about that?
But how is that going to help you decide if you're gay? I mean...
Have you ever eaten your own cum?
No.
Okay, you know why?
If it comes out of your own body, it's not gay, right?
Now, wait a minute. That goes against your rules.
Does it?
So I quit doing it all this time for no fucking reason?
If you like it, you shouldn't have stopped.
Well, I didn't want to make your list.
I appreciate that.
No, so, Kevin, you ever eaten your own cum?
No. No.
So that's yes. That's fine.
That's a yes. Yep.
Just the thought makes me want to vomit.
I know how to quiet Kevin up now.
just the thought makes you want to vomit.
Does that not sound disgusting?
Eat more pineapple.
Yeah. What about Doug's cum? Does that make you want to vomit too?
I want you to think of any time that you eat anything with country gravy. Just think of me.
The sausage gravy is the best.
Yeah, it comes out with little sausage chunks.
Those are pleasure balls.
Now with pleasure balls.
Steakums. It's the meat.
Right.
All right. Next question.
I keep jerking off to furry porn, and while I ejaculate, I go on the Who Is Right podcast and just bust all over my phone screen. Am I gay for ejaculating on the phone screen with two dudes?
No, it's the furry porn. That's all I got to say about that.
Simple answer. Simple enough answer.
Right.
Hello, Rape Face and Soy Boy. I had a
Rape Face.
I'm Soy Boy. I call it.
Jesus.
Fuck.
God damn it. I had a question regarding a situation I found myself in getting groceries. I was checking out this chick with a fat ass when I popped a chubby. This would be fine, but when this chick turned around, it was apparent she was heavily pregnant. If she was theoretically carrying a son, does that make me gay for getting hard?
God, these are getting really intricate.
It makes you bi.
You like them both.
Also, is the no homo defense considered a valid method of sexual deflection? Is claiming no homo real or mere puffery? Thanks again.
I think it'll stand up in a court of law. I'm pretty sure, right? They wouldn't have wrote a song about it if it wouldn't.
You think they? Yeah, I'm sure we could take this to Congress and find out.
Yeah, Supreme Court, homo versus erotica.
How far can you go sexually and get out by saying no homo?
All the way? What do you mean? Like you come in a dude's mouth and no homo? Is that what you mean?
Yeah,
all the way.
Okay.
It's the law. I don't make the rules.
Next question.
Dear Dong and Ham, I have a question about the podcast. Anthony clears his throat way too much, and I'm starting to think it's just a sound clip that you guys just blast whenever you want. If it's not a sound clip, drink some water.
Okay.
That's it. That's the question. That's the whole thing.
Did I leave my email address on that one?
Shit.
You know, I'm surprised. We've been doing this for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Going on 4 years, I think.
Yeah.
And this is the first time anybody's ever said anything about you clearing your throat or coughing.
Ever. Never heard anything about it. Crazy.
Yeah, news to me. Dear Sir Flabbington, last night I was rubbing my dog's belly and my hand rubbed the tip of his dick on accident. I have been guilty ever since, and I think... Does this make me gay, and should I be on my knees asking God for forgiveness?
You should be on your knees letting your dog finish instead of this fucking teasing bullshit.
That's what I was going to say. That was my advice too. Yes, on your knees, not asking for forgiveness.
Dear Flabbert Downey Jr., when will we see a t-shirt for Anthony's defending himself with his almond milk and faggot coffee?
What?
Hey, Nick. We need a t-shirt with faggot milk and almond coffee or whatever.
Faggot milk and almond coffee. Oh, God. I'm not defending myself. I don't have to. Do I? I got nothing.
The person sent the question in twice.
Good for them. They really wanted to know.
Dear Flab and Fickle, what video game fighter move do you think is the most stereotypical? Would it be the Hadouken or Kung Lao's bicycle kick? I don't know what anything this is. People in Japan don't technically own bicycles. They're public use, and there's an abundance of them. Much like the Lime e-scooters in California, except less insurance claims. Much thanks.
Sometimes I think people just say things. Like, you can't possibly know that. They don't own bicycles in China. Of course they do.
I think there was a fighting game quite a few years ago that there was a black guy that did breakdancing moves. I think that would be it.
There was? Which game was that?
I don't remember.
Oh, my God. My favorite was always the one from E. Honda where his fists, like, you know, the big fat guy and his fists, like, went really fast. I don't remember what the fuck it was called.
Is that stereotypical, though?
Yeah, fat people punch fast. That's a stereotype, isn't it?
Okay.
Is this?
I don't know.
Where do you hear this?
I don't think Anthony listened to the question. He just
I did.
Goes, I played a fighting game once.
I played a fighting game. I was caught up on the fact that you don't know the bicycle kick or the
How could you not know Liu Kang's bicycle kick from Mortal Kombat?
Me? I don't play video games.
It's everywhere in pop culture. It's
is it okay? Well, maybe I've seen it. Maybe I've seen it, and I didn't get the reference, so it didn't get retained in my head.
Okay, next question.
All right, this one's nice and simple. Do you have up dog?
What's up, dog?
Skip. Girlfriend is preggo. We like to get kinky anyways. One night, things get particularly saucy. I'm sticking my noodle in her when I notice weird fucking chunks. This is,
pasta.
This next one also looks like a copy pasta. It's talking about Hitler if he was a car.
All right.
And he sent that one in twice, actually.
Jesus Christ.
Another obvious copy pasta. All right, here we go. Dear Flab and Flabbeer, the other day I was ordering food from Taco Bell, and the lady at the drive-thru asked if I wanted mild sauce. Being a white guy, is it racist of her to assume that I want mild sauce? I thought I'd ask the professionals.
Yes.
Yeah, I thought I'd ask the professionals. And they weren't available, so I asked you guys.
P.S. I turned down the mild sauce because it's too hot.
Awesome. I think that answers your question. It's not racist if it's true, right? Isn't that the general rule?
Anthony, do you follow that stereotype? You don't like spicy food?
No, I like spicy food. I love spicy food.
Okay.
I thought there was going to be a follow-up question.
I thought there was going to be more of an answer. That was one of them questions that, as I said it, I'm like, nope, one, nobody gives a shit, and two, what's he supposed to do with this?
I put hot sauce on everything, pretty much. I put hot sauce on all the time.
The next one is another insanely long one about him finding a way to have cyber sex with video game girls.
That's something I could never understand. What, like, this fascination with, like, sex with drawn girls? Just, and then those same people are the ones that wonder, how come I can never get a girl? Like, how come I'm a virgin? Like, it's so hard for me to talk to girls. It's because you think about having sex with drawn girls. Go out and talk to real girls. Okay.
I disagree.
Oh, all right.
I'm just so used to disagreeing with Anthony. I don't even listen when he talks. It's just, he gets done talking, and I know that's my chance to say I disagree.
Right. That's how this works.
I disagree.
God damn it. I'm going to read this next one exactly how it's written. It's exactly how it's written.
Please do. This ought to be good.
Dose my right nut hang lover than my left one due to if it was touching it would be gay?
What? Yes.
Yes.
Do you even English, bro? Jesus Christ.
If Godzilla was real, we would produce 151,436,000 gallons of urine a day, rounding down in the thousands. Would you get peed on by Godzilla? I've been peed on, and OMG, yum.
No, because I don't live in fucking China or Japan, wherever the fuck Godzilla's from.
Do you think he's just going to stay there? Once he smashes the whole city?
Yeah.
The whole country, or the whole whatever it is? Whole rice paddy?
He's only anti-yellow. He's not anti-white.
he's not anti-white. He's cool.
That'd be great if, like, all these fucking riots and shit, if Godzilla came and just started stomping all of them.
We're putting an end to this shit.
The next one is the longest one I've ever seen. There's not even a question at the bit. It's overanalyzing the Star Wars movies and talks about how if you examine the Star Wars movies with calculus-based physics, then you'll become a god or something. I don't know.
Star Wars. I'm not.
Actually, I'm currently majoring in calculus-based physics. And I
you're going to say I'm majoring in Star Wars.
And I can confirm that if you closely analyze a Star Wars movie, like really obsess over them, like closely look at them, I can confirm that you will be a virgin for the rest of your life. That's all you will learn.
Because of math.
Did you write that beforehand, Kevin?
No.
You seemed like you really wanted to get that in there.
I didn't write that, but I did skim over some of these.
Are we good? Are we good with making this our last Dear Flabby?
Yes.
All right.
I'm writing in to say I also got AIDS from snorting cum, as stated on a previous episode. I've lived in shame for the last 3.6 years. I'm happy to know I'm not alone, and Who's Right can be a safe space for cum-snorting AIDS victims. No question.
We are a safe space, if nothing else.
Dear Flabby, I am a male human, and for my entire life I've been into girls and thought men disgusting. But the other day, my sister wanted to try some new nail polish she just bought on me, so I let her. And when I looked at it, I kind of liked the look of it. Does this make me gay?
Yes.
I don't care.
Just waiting for this to be over?
I don't know. How many times can you answer the same question? Like, if you're asking if something makes you gay, the answer is yes.
I agree.
I disagree.
It's because you're gay.
How many Big Macs or Whoppers or Baconators, whatever your preference, can you eat in one meal? I want to know how flabby we are talking about.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, one, I'm a normal human being.
Two, I am twice a normal human being.
One Baconator, Whopper, quarter pounder, whatever, and fries, and a Coke, and I'm good and bloated.
If I go to, I've never had a Baconator. I think that's Wendy's.
Yeah.
What was the other one?
Quarter pounder and a Big Mac, right?
Big Macs, Whoppers.
Big hamburgers.
I think Whopper is the Burger King one.
Yeah.
Okay. Next question.
My wife is expecting in 2 weeks. If she died in childbirth, can I press charges on the baby?
Yes.
That's a good question. Yes, that's a great question. If your wife is rich, you can sue her estate for her child killing your wife. Wait.
No, I think you should just go straight for the death penalty. Or
just
eye for an eye.
For the death penalty. The trial's going to take like 6 years. They're going to kill this kid when he was six, but they're going to try him as an adult.
So how many good questions has that been tonight? Has that been two?
I think that was the first good question I've heard in a long time. Like actual good question.
How did you and Anthony meet? I heard down the grapevine it was via glory hole, and Doug thought it was a chick.
That's right.
That's how.
We've talked about it on our bonus episodes a couple times. It was a nice glory hole.
All right. A nice and simple answer to that question. Great. Unlike the next question, which I am skipping because it's an obvious copypasta about Ben Shapiro and Cookie Monster.
All right.
Dear Flabby, seen as you are monkeys that say whatever your viewers want, please say, "Hey, Jared, come back to us, you sexy beast." Also, what are your thoughts on incest pornography? We all know you watch it, Anthony.
What? I do? I specifically don't. Those ones where it's like my brother-in-law was doing laundry and then I sucked his cock or whatever. I fucking avoid that shit. Stupid.
And they always have fucking 4 commercials in them. And they have a runtime of 36 minutes. I never watch those.
I never watch those ones. Oh, shit.
And one final thing. Bring back Anthony's porn pick of the week. Hope you enjoyed how demanding this was.
Anthony was never a fan of that. As much as I wanted to do it, Anthony was of the week.
I'm anti-porn.
You know, and that's something I never understood. Even to this very fucking moment, I don't understand.
All right.
You are good to talk about porn whenever I want to talk about it. Mm-hmm. But as soon as I made a suggestion that, hey, let's do this thing where every week you just bring up either a genre or anything, and then we'll just have a quick conversation about it so you can introduce me into your deviant lifestyle. And you're like, no, I don't want to do that. I don't. I even had Jen from the Jingles Department make a jingle.
Jingle. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it just seemed hacky to me. So I don't know. I never really gave it a lot of thought. When you brought it up, I was like, oh, that'd be funny once or whatever. And then like after we did it, you're like, hey, I had a jingle. And then every week, well, and then I was like, well, that's, it wasn't funny.
You know what I think? I don't think it has anything to do with you thinking it's hacky. Hmm. I think it was you just thinking, well, fuck, now I got to look something up.
It's reverse psychology. You just have to tell him every week, all right, Anthony, we're not talking about porn today. Throw it on him at the last second.
Yeah, it was like a solid 18 months ago I told him I didn't want to talk anymore about any social justice shit. So right. That worked.
Are the sex toys in Toy Story alive? And if so, how does that make you feel?
Is there sex toys in Toy Story?
Well, you have to
imagine them.
Imagine that Andy's mom has needs.
That's needs that her husband can't fill.
Okay, so if I assume she's probably got a Hitachi.
Mm-hmm. It comes alive. That would be awesome.
Hadouken.
I think that's what Toy Story 5 is going to be about.
I sure hope so.
Who is Ed and why is he so special? I kept hearing this term in high school. Who is Ed?
Yeah, this can be the last year Flabby for sure.
Fuck. The person that wrote that, if you're listening, I'm curious, did you think that you were going to say that or we were going to read it and then just laugh and laugh?
Just laugh and laugh. We're really scraping the bottom of the barrel with that one.
All right, here's a real question.
Whoever sent that last question, that was the nail in the coffin. You are the reason why there's no more Dear Flabby.
Dear Flabby and Flabby, I just turned 27 and I'm in a trade school learning CNC machining while doing maintenance and assembly at a machine shop. I know you're both in the similar or same field, and I was wondering if once I finish my 2-year program, if I should continue my schooling at a community college for an engineering degree and eventually transfer to university, or if I'm too old and I should just get my machinist degree. Stay Flabby, Jake the Snake.
I think we're going to have different, I don't know, maybe we won't, but what I would recommend is when you're done with whatever you're doing, don't go to school more. Go get a job. Make money. You don't need more schooling. I mean, engineers are dumb.
Yeah, so if you have the opportunity to go to school and continue your education without majorly impacting your financial situation, I would say go for it. Because engineers may be dumb, but they make more money.
That is true. Damn it, you got me on that one.
You want to be sitting in front of a custom banner or an old payphone?
Awesome. So that was great. So it really depends on what you want to do. If you want to make things, then probably just, you know, go machine things, make things. If you want to, like, you know, be an engineer and fucking put out fires, then do that. I don't know. Engineering work sucks, but that's me. That's how I feel about it. Like, you know, you want to get your hands dirty and make shit, then do that.
Hey, Bob, do you have any thoughts on this? No.
All right.
How much sawdust can you put into a Rice Krispie treat before people start to notice?
Half a cup per batch.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Half a cup per batch.
Per batch.
God, that's a lot of sawdust.
Dear Flabber, I, a white guy, was born and raised in central Louisiana and grew up using the N-word before I knew it was racially insensitive and continued to use it in middle and high school, where black people were by far the majority, but none of them cared. Also, none of the black people around us are rioting and shit. Why can't the other black people in America stop caring about stupid shit like the ones around me?
Well, as a white person, let me tell you why. I have no fucking idea. When's the last time you watched Clerks 2?
A few years.
Doug?
I generally watch it at least once every 2 weeks. So,
Clerks too, really? So I watched it last night, and it was one of those moments where I was like, it sounds so cliche, but I was like, they could never make this movie today. There's scenes in that movie where, I mean, he's using the N-word freely, just like, and I didn't even remember it being a thing. It wasn't even like a big deal, you know, but like looking back on it, there's no way that they would have made that movie now.
Are you talking about Randall? Like, yeah, with the grandma's knife and all that?
Yeah. 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 That whole scene, it was, there's no way. And yeah, that was only 2006, so that wasn't that long ago, and there was no like outrage or anything like that, you know.
They would definitely take down Kevin Smith's Tee Public site, cocksuckers.
It's so fucked because like five people complained or whatever, however many people complained because they saw a shirt design that they didn't like, and well, then
you've seen the screenshot that I sent you. There was more than five.
All right. So, okay. 20. So, okay. Let's break that down. Do you think that any of those people that complained are customers of Tee Public? Do you think that they're going to buy something from Tee Public?
No, they screwed. I know this sounds like something that a battered wife would say, but I know based on what I've seen, all they do is scurry the internet looking for things to be mad at. That's exactly what they do. And then they brag about getting them taken down.
Right. So that's kind of my point. So if I was running a business and a bunch of people that were never going to patronize my business complained, why would I say, okay, I'll cut into my own profit for you to not buy my products? Please don't hate me. Why? Why do that? It doesn't make any sense to me. If we had a relationship with Tee Public where we were making them money, they were making us money, and then somebody who has no relationship to either one of us, isn't ever going to patronize them, decides they don't like it, so then they cut ties with us, they're cutting into their own profit.
So the thing that's fucked up about the whole situation, all right, so we had a couple shirts up there that was just old episode titles.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would do many things with my thumb. That's, mm-hmm. All right. Well, and this one was a dead sex worker is no good to anybody. It's one of our episodes from a year and a half or 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So when you create the design, it by default, it chooses, okay, so you're going to have t-shirts, sweatshirts, coasters, stickers, everything.
Yep.
And you have to go through whatever you don't want and turn it off.
Yeah.
So when I named it, because when I created the graphic, I just named it sex worker.
Yeah.
Because that...
it's easier.
Well, because that's what it had to fucking do with.
Right.
And then when I created the design and hit publish or whatever, I never thought anything else about it.
Sure.
So I don't know how the fucking pedo watch group got on it. I don't know if they searched for whatever, but one of the items happened to be a baby onesie. So it said... baby sex worker.
But so, okay. If I was a person who went scoured the internet to hunt down pedophiles or whatever, do you think that taking down a shirt that says, or not even says, but that is called baby sex worker, do you think that like helps get rid of pedophile? I mean, like, obviously it's a joke. Obviously, we're not trying to promote pedophilia. It was literally an obvious joke that taking it down is not going to save 17 children from sex slavery or
so. When I was looking at it, like when all that shit started and I started getting tagged and mm-hmm. called a pedo and a piece of shit and all that
mm-hmm.
again,
again.
I was sitting there thinking, okay, so you know, I tried looking at it from their point of view to see what they see.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing I kept coming to was like, if you want to take this completely out of context,
mm-hmm.
there is somebody that is dressing their baby who is pro sex worker. Like, I could not get my mind to look at it like you are promoting the fact that this baby is a sex worker.
Right.
It's just that this baby is standing up for sex workers.
So it's like people just, aren't allowed or don't understand, or they can't have a sense of humor. There is no humor anymore in that group of people. I don't understand. That's what I don't understand. Like, we're not allowed to joke about anything. Like, there's a certain list of.
So the thing that's fucked up about it is, had I named that design nipple fucker. Mm-hmm. Well, wait a minute. Baby nipple fucker probably still baby, be taken baby down. Nipple fucker.
So if you name every shirt, shirt number one, and then just start there and work your way up, you know, we're at shirt number 70, and then skip over shirt 69 just to be safe, then everything will be good.
You don't want it baby 69.
Right.
Yeah, then it would have been fine.
That is so dumb. How does that, like, that's my problem, is that these people who think that they are making the world a better place are actively making the world worse.
Yeah, now we got to take our baby sex crimes merch underground.
Yeah, now it can't be regulated. They just fuck themselves and the babies.
So now I've just got to fly around the country and write shit on people's shirts.
God, I don't know. I don't get it. Just let people have fucking jokes, man. The world is shitty enough without you taking away jokes.
Dear Flabby and Lazy, in the years since I graduated, my high school has come under fire from bored SJWs because our mascot is a Native American stereotype. On top of this, football games regularly featured war chants and even a girl on horseback with an Indian headdress. Naturally, the school wanted to eliminate the bad publicity, so it did the only logical thing. Build a 20-foot-tall statue of an even more stereotypical Native American.
Good for them.
God damn it. If you were the marketing directors of the school, how would you promote Native American culture? I think encouraging illiteracy, alcoholism, and joblessness would be a good start. Signed, the private investigator.
Two things. No school should have a marketing director. Your school doesn't need to fucking...
Bullshit. How are you supposed to get all the good black kids to come play football at your school?
Be in a bad neighborhood?
All right. So as my first act as your marketing coordinator, we're moving to Compton.
That's exactly right. So dumb. Oh, God. So that means that somebody's tax dollars somewhere are paying for a person who works at a school as a marketing consultant.
That's fucking terrible. I think that was a joke.
Nah.
Yeah.
I'm not taking it that way. We don't do jokes around here. We're not letting people joke. So
what
you want to know
Indian thing?
Yeah. So you want to know how you can promote more equality for Indians? It's got to be something to do with fire water, right? That's fire water and rain dances. That's all we got.
See, so now that I'm skipping all the bad questions, now you guys are having some more like intricate and deeper discussions about these.
Are you trying to save this so that we keep doing Dear Flabbies? Is that what you're trying to do right now?
Well, partially. And just also, say yes. You guys sound very pissed off whenever
I'm not pissed off. And I don't think Doug's pissed off.
I think Fuck I can off. Save Dear Flabby. I think I can save it.
I appreciate your enthusiasm.
Oh, good for you.
All right, Dear Flabby, I know there are production glitches every time on air, especially Anthony's mic is sometimes on the DL, down low. Well, I feel like updating you on this issue. Did you appreciate it?
Yes. on the DL tip, I appreciated it. Yep.
Well, I would like to say that almost never do we have technical problems on this show.
The problems aren't that technical. It's ingrained. Does that make it technical?
Go.
I got my dream job the other day as a janitor at a hospital. I'm disappointed that it's not like the Grey's Anatomy hospital. People just work there and there's no sex. How can I have more sex there without involving the coma ward?
Oh, I was just going to say, I thought that was the whole reason you got a job as a janitor there, is to have sex with people in a coma.
No.
No?
Go to the morgue. Oh. Duh.
Duh.
I did a stint like that for a little bit. I was a janitor at a hospital.
Really?
Yeah, I've done like every fucking job there is to do.
Wow. So is it all as cracked up to be? Did you get to have sex with a bunch of people or?
Tell us the story.
Well, I don't believe that there was any sex. There was a lot of blood. And I pretty much just pushed the blood around the room.
Because who doesn't want to have sex with that guy? It's pushing the blood around the room.
It didn't help that every time the nurse walked me in, I'd go, "Ooh, this is a good one."
Oh, my God.
Doug and Anthony, I'm going to harass you with math. You have been alive for at least 20% of all of USA's history. 1776 to 2020 is 244 years. If you're at least 50, do a simplified math for your brains.
Neither one of us are even fucking close to 50. Shut the fuck up. Next question.
50. Jesus.
Dear Flabby and friend, it's in all caps, so I need to give y'all a piece of my goddamned mind.
All right.
I really enjoy your podcast. I had a downward spiral of depression that was caused by my bad decisions. However, listening to y'all has given me something to look forward to, and I really enjoy y'all's podcast and sense of humor. And when I heard y'all were doing Dear Flabby Sunday, I thought I'd tell y'all. Keep up the great work.
Thanks. Was there no Whatever. Question?
No question.
Oh, all right. Thank you.
Dear Faggy.
Hold on a second. Back up. If you really want to let us know how much you like us, Anthony, where can they go?
Patreon.com/who's right.
Very good.
Yes, sir.
Dear Faggy, what's the best technique for sucking a thick 12-inch BBC? Like the British Broadcasting Corporation?
Yep. The thickest broadcasting corporation there is. What's the best technique?
I guess it would have to be two hands, wouldn't it?
Yeah, the over-under around-the-world technique. That's my favorite.
So if you were going to be gay, like, would you even want to be gay for a black guy?
I don't know. Depends on how much you like punishment, I guess.
Well, I mean, it's not like he's going to get you pregnant and leave you with a kid. I just mean like, you know, like the porn black cocks.
Mm-hmm.
Like that don't even look like it's any fun to work with.
Like it's no fun. You can't. There's not a whole lot you can do with it.
Dear retards, I've recently started reading the Bible again and have thus renewed my faith.
Yeah, and we're the retards.
Right.
I have thus renewed my faith in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I live in a secular household and don't know how I should go about coming out to my family about my new beliefs. What do? Question
what
mark.
What the fuck does the shape of your house have to do with you coming out to your family?
P.S. P.S. Du bist widerlich fett. I took a German class once. I think that means you are grossly fat, or you are disgustingly fat.
Awesome.
We could have done without that. Thank you.
So what I would recommend is read the Quran and then try to cut to your parents as Muslim or whatever, Islam or whatever that is. That would be better. That would be way
fun. Yeah, I agree. Next message. Maybe get a mold of Who's Right transgender Jem's dick, then have a custom dildo made based on the mold so she can use it later?
So, hold on. So if you're a transgender and you get a mold made of your cock and you get a dildo made out of that, and then you get your cock folded inside out and you shove your mold of your cock inside your folded inside out vagina.
Perfect fit.
Yeah, and wouldn't that be like a glove, right?
It once it goes in, now you're just sealed up like a Barbie doll.
So if I would recommend a government agency that is meant to test the quality of dildos, and that's how you have to do it. Every dildo that gets made, you have to test it on somebody who gets their cock turned inside out, and that's how you do your quality assurance for your dildo company, right? No? All right.
Yes.
Yes. Wait, you're supposed to disagree.
I disagree. I think.
Dear
Waka Waka Flabby, when I was 8, my sister had a sleepover with her best friend. At the time, her friend was 18 and she had some big honkers. Wanting to see what they looked like, I snuck out of bed, got a pair of scissors, sneaked into my sister's room, lifted her shirt, and cut her bra. After seeing a pair of tits for the first time, I was amazed. I then started licking them. After about 30 seconds of licking them, I pulled her shirt back down, put the scissors back, and went back to sleep. It's been 11 years now, and I haven't heard anything since. But over the past 3 years, she has constantly been showing up in my life. Do I tell her about it, assuming she doesn't remember? And is what I did creepy? Yeah,
it's not creepy at all, and I think you should tell her. I definitely think you should tell her.
I think that you should come on the show, and we'll bring her on the show, and you could tell her.
Yes, that would. We'll bring her on, like, under pretense of something else, you know? And then you will blindside her with this.
It'll be just a surprise, like a surprise birthday
thing. So if she just woke up and her bra was cut and she just never said anything, I don't understand.
Yeah, I couldn't figure that out either.
And her tits are all wet.
Somebody licked my tits last night.
Hey, did you guys lick my tits by any chance? Okay. Who licked my tits?
That's awesome. Yes, definitely tell her, please.
Okay. Dear Flabby, I purchased a mini watermelon cut in half. How much is too much plastic for this? All the plastic wrapped together was 13 feet, 6 inches, and 2 centimeters. I think that is a little excessive.
Who the fuck measures in metric and imperial at the same time?
13 feet, 6 inches, and 2 millimeters? What?
Centimeters.
2 centimeters. Or what?
That's weird.
I'm calling fake news.
And who... When's the last time you took your watermelon, unwrapped it, and then measured the wrapping? Why would you do that?
Well, if there was an exceptional amount of wrap, and they should be
even then. Why would you do that?
You're never curious about how much dunnage goes into a package that you get.
Surprisingly, no. Maybe there's something wrong with me.
Yeah, that's weird. Just eat the fucking watermelon.
So, to answer the question, there is not any amount that is too much. There is, however, amount that's too little. If your watermelon is stale or rotten or whatever, that means they didn't use enough. It should be packaged with dozens and dozens of plastic straws around it for air insulation.
I don't have an argument to that.
Thank you for the information. All right. Dear Flabby, is there a wrong way to eat a peanut butter cup? Period.
That wasn't a question if it didn't have a question mark. Next one.
All right. Dear Flabby, written in upside down text. What's the difference between a trapezoid and my wife?
Trapezoid exists. Next question.
Dear Flabby, I had a collage student come up to me while I was enjoying my quarter pounder with bacon and cheese, breaking social distancing, and tell me about the animal holocaust that's happening. Apparently, all these chickens, cows, etc. have feelings and should live in peace. What is who's right stance on the animal holocaust?
We need more holocaust. You need a holocaust more animals. What do you mean?
More food.
If it really is a holocaust, like where they're just shoving them all into ovens and shit, they should like slow smoke them. Could make it more tender.
Right.
Was there an animal Hitler?
Yeah, everyone that eats a burger is animal Hitler.
All right. Actually, Doug, that is the last one in the batches you sent me.
There was a lot of bullshit in there, wasn't there?
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't.
Ugh. All right. Bye, everybody.
I got to send me another batch. We're all done here. No more to your Flabby.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm not going to go through the trouble of sending you one right now.
All right. So
I'm
what
curious
is
where this drawing's going?
So what's the conclusion? What's the verdict we've all reached on this?
Have we decided that we're done with Dear Flabby?
Yes. Are you asking me?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Cool. Can we talk about riots?
Okay.
Not really. I was just kidding. I just wasn't really ready to be done yet. I didn't know we were done.
All right, so if you two want to talk about riots, I'll get him another batch sent over.
All right. Okay. So, Anthony, what is your opinion on riots? This should happen, right? Black Lives Matter.
Riots bad. That's I don't know. I wasn't really ready to talk about riots.
But those riots are seeking to end racism. How can you think the riots are bad?
Oh, my gosh. As far as I knew, racism was over with the first round of riots, right? When they looted the Target and burnt the AutoZone.
Okay, hold on. So there was, I don't even remember where it was at, but there was a call with a guy with a gun.
Mm-hmm.
And as the cops showed up,
mm-hmm.
the guy turned the gun on himself and shot himself.
Yes, that was in Minnesota. I saw
the video.
Yeah, Minnesota. So word got out that there was another police-involved shooting, and they just started rioting again.
Yep. They just were like, Target's got free shit.
That was the motivation?
People died in Portland last night. Somebody got shot in Portland. There's video of that, too. Did you see that? No, there was no fight or anything. Somebody just walked up and shot somebody in the head.
But was it a cop that did the shooting?
No, it was a Black Lives Matter protester shot one of the Patriot Prayer guys or whatever.
Yeah, of course there's not going to be any protesting or fighting about that.
No. So I know that there was an article, and I think it said death between or... Oh, fuck. So the way they worded it was basically Trump is bad, and yep. his army is killing people or something.
Right. It was a Patriot Prayer guy, and everybody was talking about, they thought it was a protester that got shot, and they're like, this is Trump's killing people, and then a picture came out that showed that he had a patch on his pants that had Blue Lives Matter, and as soon as that picture came out, everybody's like, well, I'm not mad, fascist died, who cares? wait a minute, you dumb fox. What about that kid that shot a bunch of people? You don't have to send anything over to him. We can just bullshit if you want to.
Oh, god damn you.
I mean, by the time you get him sent over,
wait, Anthony, what are you talking about? Kid that shot a bunch of people?
Three people, I guess. That kid from Illinois went to Kenosha and shot three people. You didn't hear about that?
He killed two of them. I don't think I saw the video, if there was one.
Oh, there's tons and tons of videos. But he killed two people and then shot one guy in his arm. Oh, it's huge news, right?
Yeah, because Kevin, you had to have heard about it. You can't be alive and not hear about it. Rittenhouse, I think the name.
Yeah, yeah, I have heard of that. It's just most of the political discourse about racism I've been hearing lately has mainly been concerning the one where he was shot in the car, because apparently a lot of people have very strong opinions on that.
Send another batch, you son of a bitch!
Oh shit. The one where he was shot in the car, which car? Which one?
The one that you were arguing about on
okay. Yeah. Gotcha. So the last I heard, which, I mean, I didn't look into this at all, but so that guy, apparently they're saying that he raped his girlfriend.
A minor?
Was it a minor? I don't know.
Multiple minors, apparently.
So what I heard was somebody said something to the effect of, how must it feel to the victim, the lady that was raped, to see that this guy is being, you know, he's a hero now, and like he's raised $1 million in his GoFundMe. Like, this guy raped you, and he's everybody's hero now because he got shot.
Okay, here's the thing. Let's say that the guy that was shot seven times, mm-hmm. let's say he was the worst person known to man. He was the most evil person ever. Let's just say that for a second.
Okay.
It still doesn't change my opinion, because that all those whatever previous crimes he committed, mm-hmm. were removed from this instance. I still don't think that the police officer in that case acted in a very appropriate way, I suppose.
I don't know that that's true, what you just said, because the reason that the police were there in the first place was because somebody called them and said, hey, he's here, he stole my keys, he's not supposed to be here, right? So that's a direct reflection on him doing something wrong. I'm not saying that they should have shot him because he was a rapist or whatever. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying that, like, you're jumping to conclusions that aren't there, you know what I mean?
I'm just saying that, yeah,
are we
someone
doing this
called
again?
I'm just saying that, no, yeah, someone called the cops on him, but That did not warrant, even him resisting arrest, I don't think warranted a death sentence. And that's
that's why we have judges and juries and courtrooms and shit.
Right. That I agree with.
Yeah, and the cop decided to skip that step and go right to the shooting.
Yeah, which the cop has a right if he thinks that that guy's going to kill him, and I support that. Now, I don't know if that's what happened in this case. I have no idea. But if we can't allow cops to defend themselves, then...
Yeah, that's the key word, Anthony. So we're doing it again. That's fine. I don't care.
No, we can talk about whatever.
He should be able to defend with equal force, I guess. Mm-hmm. So if he's worried about getting killed, mm-hmm. he should be able to kill the guy. Mm-hmm. If it's justified. If it's not justified, then he should just be murdered. The cop right there on the street. Like, if he was just reaching for his fucking his license and registration, mm-hmm. then the cop should be killed right there, and there's nothing anybody can do about it.
Yeah,
it has nothing to do with black or white. It's cops overstepping because they were scared.
I mean, when you're using force as lethal as a gun, there should be a very strict criteria for when you use that. A very immediate and unambiguous threat to the cop's life or someone else's lives.
By the time,
but it didn't seem like there was a clear threat.
So I'm going to make this. If I can do anything, I can make a fucking flow chart. There's going to be a flow chart that all cops have to follow before they can pull their gun out and use it.
All right.
It's going to be no more than 40 steps, so there'll be plenty of time for them to react.
Laminated in there. No more than 4 pages laminated in their pocket. Oh, my gosh. So
I don't understand Anthony. I just don't understand Anthony. That's my statement.
That was it?
Okay. Me neither.
What don't you understand? I can explain it to you.
You can't, because you go back and forth so fucking much that if I don't know, and I'm the one keeping track of all this shit, there's no way you can know when you don't remember anything from yesterday.
No. So what you want is consistency across the board in everything I say when everything that happens is nuanced, right? So consistency across the board is a little bit retarded.
No, I think you can have consistent thoughts, consistent stances.
I do.
And you don't. What I'm confused by with you mm-hmm. is your inconsistency mm-hmm. in if it's publicly popular mm-hmm. to be anti something, mm-hmm. then you will be pro that something. If it's publicly popular for you to be pro something, mm-hmm. then you will be anti whatever that is.
But that's not true.
That is true. Why? You're a hipster. Why? You're yeah. a cop hipster.
So you're going on the premise that I'm pro cop. You're going on the premise now that I'm pro cop. Is that what you think?
Are you?
Do blue lives matter? I can't help but notice that you have a blue stripe on that poster behind you.
Do blue lives matter? I think that's the dumbest thing. What the fuck does that even mean? Blue lives matter. It's dumb.
But do they?
I don't know what that means. No.
Do cops' lives matter?
Yes.
There you have it. See? Bootlicker.
So you are a racist.
Bootlicker. Oh, my God. So I don't understand how you think that I'm pro cop now, because I think that somebody has the right to defend themselves. That's weird.
Against a threat, not a perceived threat. Because people like you when the lights go off, you try to run and jump in bed because you're scared of what's under the bed.
Right.
If you had a gun, I would
shoot the bed.
That is actually a really good analogy, Doug. Yeah.
Okay. That's fine. I mean, you guys are wrong, but that's fine. If he would have waited for a perceived threat and the guy had a gun, that cop would be dead and nobody would care because one more dead cop, who cares?
No. The cop perceived the threat, but didn't wait until there was proof that there was an actual threat.
So you know we don't live in the Matrix. You can't dodge bullets, right? So you have to wait till he fires the bullet? Is that what, I mean...
Anthony, you're advocating for any time that a cop, all he has to do is say, I felt threatened, and he can shoot somebody in the back 7 times.
So the thing is,
you're advocating for that.
No. What you're doing is you're taking this particular thing and applying it to every instance ever, which I'm not doing.
I'm applying it to this instance. No, that's it. That's all we're talking about is this instance.
You just said, You just said I'm advocating for whenever a cop feels threatened, he can just that's not what I said. I'm speaking about this particular instance. The guy was not listening, trying to get into his car. How was the cop supposed to know in a country like we live in where every person has 47 guns? I think it's acceptable for a cop to think that somebody has a gun when they're not listening and they're reaching into their car. I think it's acceptable. People have guns. That's what they do. If my life was on the line, I would assume that you have a gun and you're going to try to shoot me.
The problem is, if they're wrong, that's at the cost of someone's life for basically nothing. They should be held at a higher standard for that, especially when using lethal force like a firearm.
So what if they're right? Then their life, then they're dead. So their life.
Yeah, but the difference is the cops are the ones that have an occupation based around putting their life on the line to protect people.
I don't understand what that has to do with anything.
Are you serious?
Yeah, yes.
See, Kevin, it's not as much fun as you thought, is it?
so if you are a person who decides I'm going to be a cop, then you should accept the fact that your hands are tied and you shouldn't be able to defend yourself?
No, you shouldn't be.
Nobody says you can't defend yourself. That is different than just killing at will.
No, and nobody said you should be able to kill at will.
But that's what he tried to do with seven shots.
No, it's not. You think that if they wanted to kill him, why would they wait until he was getting in the car? Why, they had their guns trained on him way before he started getting in the car. Why didn't they just shoot him then?
Because they didn't have the perceived threat then. Once he got in the car, they had the perceived threat, but they didn't wait.
He's got a door handle. Get him!
They didn't wait until the threat was confirmed.
But when they got shot. So you wait for one cop to get shot before you take down the threat?
Wait until they hold up a weapon in a very threatening manner. That's a clear threat.
There is no threat with him getting into his car.
You guys
other than the potential that he could get behind the wheel and run people over,
or he had a gun in his car.
The problem is the or we don't know. So why would the cop use the lethal force?
Anthony, if you walk up to me, mm-hmm. say we're walking down the street, mm-hmm. okay? If you look at me and I punch you in the face, mm-hmm. and we both know that if I punched you in the face, you would go down so fucking hard. No. Okay, so let's say I punch you in the face.
Uh-huh.
Can I then say and get out of everything and say, well, I thought for sure he was going to hit me.
No.
But that's the same thing.
It's not. But that's
I understand how
you're conflating the things, but it's not the same. And I think you know that it's not the same.
No, I don't. I'm not trying to be difficult. I think you are going out of your way to be contrarian. I think you're trying to be argumentative.
How? Of course, I'm
because you're talking about a perceived, you're
talking
about this threat that doesn't exist.
This is the dumbest thing because we're both talking about a 4-second video and you're trying to pretend like you know that this cop perceived a threat that wasn't there. Neither one of us was there. I don't know what happened to in any of this to try to decide whether this cop perceived.
But you have no problem taking his side.
Right. Because I think that's the right thing to do when somebody shoots somebody and because you automatically assume that this cop wanted to shoot someone and that's it.
I didn't say he woke up in the morning and he was going to go out there and fucking get himself a black guy.
Then why wouldn't you give a human being the benefit of the doubt that he didn't want to shoot this person, but he felt like he needed to because his life was in danger? We can't look at it that way. We're not allowed to look at it like that. Right. Everybody has to be bad when they're a cop. I don't get it.
I respect the sentiment behind what you're saying. We don't know all the details yet, so I'm going to hold out on that. I respect that sentiment. But the problem is, if that's the way you really feel, mm-hmm. then the correct answer would be, I'm not going to take sides with either of them because until more details come out, if that happens, you're going with the cop by default for some reason.
Even though they have a history of a bad track record. I am, but only for this argument because it's fun. So I think I made it very clear last time we talked about this that it's stupid to talk about it, didn't I? Didn't I go out of my way to say that there's not enough information?
You did say that last time, but that was the after show, so we need to have the conversation again for then on Patreons.
No!
What? Why? No. What fun is that?
And you're the one that brought it up this time.
Yeah. Me?
Yes.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. Kevin, who brought it up?
It was Anthony.
You guys are fucking terrible. I didn't. It was you. I said, you want to talk about rioting? It was a fucking joke. And then you said, the only thing I'm talking about is the guy in the car that got shot. You brought it up.
Are you talking about me?
Play back the tapes.
Kevin.
Play back the tapes.
There's no tape. Who uses tapes?
Brandon, play back the tape.
So, all right. You want to know how I really feel? Not trying to be argumentative. I know. Not trying to be argumentative at all. I think we don't have enough information, but 7 times seems excessive.
You motherfucker.
You goddamn idiot.
Oh, you gotta love it.
So 6 times would have been good, you racist?
Yeah, I don't know. 7 times. I don't know if he was threatened 7 times worth.
You know what? It just dawned on me. I can't believe nobody said this, or if they have, I've missed it. But all these black people that they, you know, keep popping up paralyzed and killed, nobody's ever said that they're the Rodney King of our generation.
You don't even think people know who Rodney King is anymore. I want to be the Reginald Denny of our generation. That's my goal in life. Did you see the interview of that guy's dad, the guy that got shot? Yeah. He was on, I don't know, one of the new shows. And he said that, what the fuck did he say? The guy asked him, people are saying your son, you know, was a rapist. Or basically, he just asked him, your son's a bad guy. What do you think? And the dad goes, I don't know. Some people think Brussels sprouts are good. and there's like 5 seconds of silence. And the news reporter guy's like, I don't get the reference. And he's like, I don't like Brussels sprouts. What the fuck does that even mean? Some people think Brussels sprouts are good. That was funny. Oh, my God. All right. If we're being serious, though, I really have no idea. I'm not taking anybody's side. I was just for effect having fun here. But
Being contrarian.
I really was.
Just like Doug was saying you were.
I am.
You kept denying it viciously.
Yeah, I am. But I don't know what the fuck to think. I don't know. I saw a 4-second video. I think nobody should know what to think. We should wait for everything to kind of settle and see what happens. You know what I mean?
No, that's stupid.
Is it?
Yes.
How many AutoZones should we burn down this time then?
See, and then you jump right to that every fucking time.
Yeah, because it's funny.
Say Target for once. Change it up a little bit.
Sorry.
Go ahead. No.
What?
O'Reilly's. They're higher priced and less quality.
Yeah.
And the people there are less friendly.
Right. What's the answer? Jump to conclusions as fast as we can?
No. So the whole point of this is for us to sit down and have a discussion about what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So to take the stance that you're not ready to have a discussion about this particular issue because you don't have all the details, when you read the description of the show...
Great.
Welcome to the show, Blunt Mommy. It's good to have you here.
We've been having a discussion. The
description in the show that you wrote
is
uneducated guys have a discussion without any fact checking.
Right.
And then you're going to take the stance that we shouldn't talk about this particular issue because we have to wait until there's a trial and we see all the evidence. I want to know what the state brings. Mm-hmm. I think the prosecutor has something up his sleeve that the public doesn't know about yet.
Mm-hmm. What I'm waiting for is the courtroom artist. I want to see the drawings. That's all I want out of all this. I'm not going to make any judgments until I see the courtroom artist drawings. Do they still do that? God, you just get so angry. There's no reason to be so angry.
You go out of your way to not have a conversation just to argue. But I don't like to argue.
But that's not what I'm doing at all.
You just said you were being contrarian.
Yes, I'm having fun with it. And you're taking everything so serious.
No, I'm not.
You're killing me. Oh, my gosh. All right, so what about that white guy that killed those two people? What?
I haven't seen all the evidence yet. I don't think we should discuss it.
Oh, shit.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
The fucking Rittenhouse.
Send in the video, play that, and discuss that for the next half hour.
Yeah, John Ritter.
Do that. John Ritter. When the John Ritter video. Oh, shit.
All right, so we're done.
I don't know. Are we? I thought we were having a
I don't good know. Conversation.
I thought we were having a fun conversation.
Well, what? Kevin.
Yeah?
What's going on in the news? I hope you brought something.
All right, I have my phone. I'll check the news here.
All right. Oh, that's all right.
Here's the biggest news you missed this weekend. Battle over coronavirus schools opening.
Stop.
Go to the...
We're not doing this.
What about Black Panther guy? He died.
Leader resigns after a Golfgate scandal.
Golfgate. Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. Chadwick Boseman's dead.
So
that's sad.
The Black Panther guy dying. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you think that they're making that big of a deal about him because he's a black guy that died? Or was he really that good of an actor? Like, is he that caliber?
I have no idea. I never saw Black Panther, and I've never seen anything that he's in, so I really have no idea.
So, I don't know how popular of an actor he is among people your age, but he's very popular. He's a very popular actor among many people I know, my age, my friends and such. What? And I feel pretty confident that it still would have been a big deal, even if he wasn't black. He's still pretty famous.
What he wouldn't have been in Black Panther, right?
Yeah.
What else was he in besides Black Panther?
I don't know.
So then it's because he's black. Thank you.
I have to think that if the guy that played fucking any of the superheroes in any of those movies, if any of them died, people would be upset. I don't know. I mean,
okay, those bullshit.
You don't think so?
No, because you can't say that Black Panther is the same as Iron Man. You've never even seen Black Panther, right? Mm-mm. Have you seen Iron Man?
Yeah.
That's my point. do you know how many people skip over that superhero movie because nobody knows anything? It's like, I'm not going to watch this fucking Malcolm X documentary when I can watch this guy in the iron suit.
Have you seen Black Panther?
No.
Then how do you know it's a Malcolm X documentary?
Because of the name.
Oh, all right. Cool.
I saw the Black Panther when it came out just because huge deal when it came out.
Was it good?
I liked it. It wasn't as good as the others, in my opinion, but I thought it was nice. I thought it was a fun movie.
Racist.
Right. So you can't say that the Black Panther guy dying is the same as
Chris Evans. That's who I was trying to think of. The guy that played Captain America.
He's probably on the same level as Captain America, but...
See? But you just made my point for me.
No, but nobody gives a fuck about Captain America. It's not like it's...
Are you kidding me?
It's not like it's Green Arrow.
That was awesome. The Captain America movies were some of the best Marvel movies, in my opinion.
They were my least favorite, yeah, but he is popular enough that I'm sure a big deal will be made about Chris Evans dying.
I don't know, man. Winter Soldier was a really good movie, in my opinion. But,
you're both stupid.
The Captain America movies were too serious. They weren't, like, funny. Yeah,
it's good. What's wrong with serious? What? Killing people and saving the world is serious.
All right.
Like an example I know you guys would resonate with. If a famous actor from the early Kevin Smith movies died, like how big of a deal do you think they would make in the news?
Nobody would notice.
Nobody would even know. It wouldn't even make like the movie news, I don't think. I don't even know if Kevin Smith would notice. Depends on which one you're talking about.
The first Kevin Smith movie I watched was Tusk. So,
are you serious?
Actually, yeah. I remember a few years ago, back in like 2014, I got a message from my friend saying, "Hey, Kevin, I saw this really good movie you should watch. It's called Tusk." So 2 hours later, I finished watching it. And then about 2 hours later, I was trying to microwave my own head. So, but I found out that the director was apparently pretty popular. So I went back and watched his other movies, and I really liked the older ones a lot.
Which one's your favorite?
I liked Mallrats was funny. I liked Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. Chasing Amy was okay, even though some
Jesus
parts of it.
Jesus fucking Christ, who gives a shit?
Yeah.
Go through the whole fucking filmography. So Clerks was good. Clerks 2 was a little better.
I think it's hilarious that you say, we can't even have a conversation, and then we're having a conversation, and you're like, who gives a shit?
Well, actually, I think Doug kind of had a point that time. He just listed my favorite movies. Yeah, now that I think about it, who cares about that? Why was I even saying it?
Fuck.
But yeah, no, Chadwick Boseman, rest in peace and such.
Sure. Take that back.
Take that back.
I take back the and such. Rest in peace.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Rest in peace, dear Flabby, as well.
All right. All done. What? You're spending a lot of time on that fucking mugshot, Nick.
According to this, we're still alive.
I know.
All right.
All right. Just as you clicked end, someone posted another police article. I'm not going to bother clicking it. Virginia Senate passes bill allowing assaulting a police officer
I heard about that.
What is this?
That's crazy.
What kind allows assaulting a police officer to be a misdemeanor. Wasn't that a misdemeanor already, technically?
No, it was a felony.
Yeah, so that's a good thing, then.
We've got that to talk about on Wednesday.
Yeah.
We don't want to use any of that good shit for this show.
A lot of people in the Discord chat are mad at me for not telling you guys things that they were pinging me about.
Why? We didn't ask you to do any of that.
Yeah, but they kept like pinging me and saying, "Hey, Kevin, tell Doug that he's fat."
Well, you still managed to get it in there, didn't you, dickhead?
Yeah, well, the show's over now, so it's not quite the same effect.
Well, we're still live.
Oh, we are?
Yes.
Oh. When you said we're done, I thought that meant it was over.
Well, I do that so then I can take the pressure off me. And if you guys want to continue going through every Kevin Smith movie.
Why is there pressure?
Let's go back to Cops and Chadwick Boseman.
Oh, shit.
Hey, Doug, tell us your favorite movies.
No. That would have been a great episode title, Dave. That is fucking funny.
That is funny. I love it. You want to talk about our appearance on some show?
Oh, that was fun.
Was it?
So
it was all right.
Well, between your technical difficulties trying to, it was as bad or worse than what just happened with Bob. It was the same thing. You were coming through all robotic and shit. Uh-huh.
Well, it sounds like the Anthony thing would be worse then. Because if he's coming through robotic, that's worse than barely showing up at all.
I stuck around for the whole show, basically, after you took off. It was fine. I don't know. I enjoy Dave, and I thought that Vegeta, whatever that dude's name is, he was funny. It's fine.
Chalupa
Vagina, whatever. But Brandon just annoys me. I don't know.
No, Brandon was fine this time. It was just...
he just annoys me.
Not enough about me, I think.
It's funny because people probably think you're joking.
No, you guys start talking about something that's not me, and I don't even want to be here.
I know.
Wait, was this on the Hey, How's It Going show?
Yes.
Ah, okay.
Kevin, how long have you been listening to this fucking show?
That's actually a really good question.
I'm just trying to drive to something.
At least a year?
Okay, so you should know that if we were purposely tiptoeing around the name of the show, there's a reason for it.
Right.
It's because we think it's funny.
Is that so?
Yes.
Yeah, I see the same Discord chat that you see where it keeps popping up what the name of the show is.
Mm-hmm. I didn't mention the name of the show on purpose.
I didn't realize.
I just didn't think I would have to say that I didn't mention the name on purpose. See, that's why me and Doug can have a good show, because we sort of kind of get sometimes what's funny and what we're driving at.
So what even you're if nobody else thinks it's funny, we don't give a shit as long as we think it's funny.
That's exactly right.
So, yes. Now that the cat's out of the bag, you can check us out on the Hey, How's It Going show.
Oh, shit.
I was curious myself, you know?
Jody B. from Po' Boys, Dave from Man Brain, Brandon from Brandon. who was the firefighter that joined us? can't remember his name.
Said his name was Chase.
Chase, yeah.
I missed part of that.
Chase makes me laugh.
Yeah. What I caught was really funny.
I would not mind having Chase come on and talk here.
Brandon wants me to start being more mean to him. He said he likes you because you're mean to him, and I ignore him. He doesn't like me because I ignore him.
All right. Can we be done?
Yeah.
There's no more super chats, so we're going to leave now for real.
For real.
Unless someone else wants to donate.
Yes, Kevin, it goes without saying. Jesus fucking Christ, man. How old are you?
19.
You got a lot to learn.
I do.
Wait. Hey, while you're here,
yeah,
this is actually the first time we've ever had a conversation, I think, other than the after show chats, but those don't count.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to say thank you for your narrating on our audio drama.
Yeah, it was really, really good.
Well, thanks. That makes me feel happy.
Oh, fuck.
Bye. All right, thanks. Thanks. I appreciate it. It's kind of you.
Stoic, right? Thanks. Thank you. No, actually, I mean, you did a fucking killer job. It was awesome.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of which, I might have one more opportunity to get pissed off.
Uh-oh. What do you got?
Uh-oh.
Did you listen to the newest episode, Anthony?
No.
You are a fucking son of a bitch.
Yep. For sure.
All right.
What happened? I guess I'll listen to find out.
Well, it's not about what happened.
It's not up yet.
It's that one took me a lot longer to edit than normal, but it's irrelevant. Let's just say it took 3 hours of my time that I gave up for the sake of this show to have that little bit extra morsel of content.
Mm-hmm.
And I sent it to Anthony almost a week ago, and he still hasn't.
What are you talking about? Almost a week ago. Almost a week ago. I just saw it on Discord like today before we started recording. You sent it to me on Discord. Every other one you've emailed me, and this one you messaged it to me on Discord today, or maybe last night or whatever. And I just saw it today.
It was last night.
Yeah. So they all come through email every time, and then I just happened to look on. I don't get notified on Discord. I just happened to look in Discord, and oh, you had sent it to me. So be fucking consistent if you want me to see it. God damn it. Send the fucking shit through email.
No, I'm not going to send it over email. I'm going to send it in whatever's easiest for me to send it.
Right.
And I happen to have Discord open, and I happen to have a way of sending you something, so I did that.
Right.
The last you had talked to me, you told me that you had your notifications turned on in Discord, so I figured you'd see it.
Nope.
I didn't figure you were gay.
Well, I mean, you should have.
All right, bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye-bye, everyone.